Welcome to Chant Notes, a weekly podcast from the Metropolitan Cantor Institute of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. This week, we will talk about church services and music for the 7 days beginning Monday, February 1st, 2016. This week is Cheese Fair Week, the final week before the beginning of the Great Fast. The name Cheese Fair, or cheese eating, refers to the traditional fasting practice of abstaining from meat this week while using up the cheese, eggs, and other foods that will not be eaten again till Pascha. Tuesday, February 2nd, is the feast of the meeting of our Lord with Simeon and Anna. Falling 40 days after Christmas, it commemorates the day on which the infant Jesus was taken to the temple in Jerusalem and a sacrifice made on his behalf. In the case of the Holy Family, the sacrifice was 2 turtle doves, the offering of the poor. Within the temple, an aged priest named Simeon and a prophetess named Anna recognized the infant as the long-awaited Messiah. The Feast of the Meeting is one of the 12 great feasts of the Byzantine calendar, but it is neither fully a feast of the Lord nor a feast of the Mother of God. It's somewhere in between. Ordinarily, a feast of the Lord would have proper antiphons and an entrance hymn, while the feast of the Theotokos would have neither. This feast has just an entrance hymn, which welcomes Jesus as the just Savior and enlightener of the nations. The Troparion and Kentakion of the feast continue this theme, addressing first the Mother of God and then the elder Simeon, before turning to Christ and begging him to grant peace to the world. The prokimenon for the feast is the common one for feasts of the Mother of God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
For he has looked with favor on the humility of his servant. From this day forward, all generations will call me blessed.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
While the Alleluia is particular to this feast and quotes the words of the elder Simeon.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
With these words, the prophetic elder Simeon recognizes the coming light of Christ, and in gratitude is willing even to meet death, because God has kept his promises and will come to save the world. In the Byzantine Rite, we sing or chant these words every evening at Vespers. Listen to it sung here, first in English by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter, and then in Church Slavonic by the seminary choir of the Ruthenian Greek Catholic Seminary in Uzhhorod, Ukraine. As on all major feasts, at the Divine Liturgy, the hymn to the Mother of God, It is truly proper to glorify you, is replaced with two hymns for Matins, the Magnification and then the Irmos of the ninth ode of the feast day canon. Most feast day magnifications begin with the words, Extol, O my soul, followed by a statement of the subject of the feast, whatever it's about. But on certain feasts of the Theotokos, a different kind of magnification is used. The one for this week's Feast of the Meeting is directed to the Mother of God herself, and the melody, though beautiful, is a bit complicated. Cantors should practice it repeatedly before singing it in church. Immediately after the Magnification, we sing the Irmos. In both the Greek and Slavic chant traditions, every Irmos has its own melody, adapted to the words, from the musical materials of the tone. But for cantors who do not know these melodies, which are collected in a book called the Irmologion, a single fixed melody from the Sunday canon in tone 6 was used instead. In our Divine Liturgies books, most feast day irmosi are given twice, once in the simple tone 6 melody, and then in a box to the proper melody for that particular irmos. Most parishes will use the simple melody, but some congregations learn and use the older ones instead. Here are both versions of the irmos for the meeting. First the simple melody, then the older Summa Padoban melody, written particularly for this text. In both the Greek and Slav traditions, these melodies are sung a bit faster, perhaps, than we are used to. Here is the Irmos of the Meeting, as sung by Father Nikifor Petrashevich from the 1970 LP collection, Carpatho-Ruthenian Plain Chant.
Сяк мужеский положесна разверзая сядь Богу, тим перворожденное слово Отца безначальна, Сына первородящася матерью неискусо мужно величає.
The communion hymn for the feast is the common one for feasts of the Mother of God. I shall take the chalice of redemption and call upon the name of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You might want to spend a few minutes in prayer thinking about why the Church chose to use these words on every feast of the Theotokos and Ever-Virgin Mary. In the West, this feast is called the Feast of the Presentation, or Candlemas, and candles are blessed, partly to emphasize the coming of the light of Christ, and also because the Feast of the Meeting falls near the Feast of St. Blaise, who was invoked against diseases of the throat. Candles were blessed on that day to protect the faithful from the colds and other illnesses common at this time of the year. In many of our parishes, candles will be blessed after the Divine Liturgy for use by the faithful throughout the year. So the Feast of the Meeting marks the very end of the Christmas season and our acknowledgement of Christ as Savior, King, and Judge, very fitting for this time in between the Sunday of the Last Judgment and the Sunday of Forgiveness, or Cheese Fair Sunday. Like all great feasts, the Feast of the Meeting has a series of post-festive days, on which the hymns of the feast continue to be sung at the Divine Liturgy. But as we approach the Great Fast, the Church's tradition keeps Wednesday and Friday of this week as days of stricter fast, on which Vespers begins to incorporate Lenten elements, and the Divine Liturgy is not celebrated at all. So this year, the pre-festive days of the meeting run up against the beginning of Lent. February 6th is the Saturday of Cheese Fair Week, or Cheese Fair Saturday. Just as last Saturday we commemorated all those who died from the beginning of the world, on this coming Saturday we remember all those who have died to the world while remaining in it. In other words, all holy monks and nuns. These are grouped together and called ascetics, meaning those who practice ascesis, a Greek word for discipline. At Matins on this day, many of the great monks and nuns in Christian tradition are remembered by name, and their notable feats and characteristic traits are praised. At the Divine Liturgy, we remember both the holy ascetics and the Feast of the Meeting, since it is the leave-taking of the meeting, that is, the final day of the feast. By the way, the Feast of the Meeting has a single preparation, or pre-festive day, celebrated on Monday of this week. The propers for this day, consisting of a Troparion and Kentakion, can be found on page 320 of the Divine Liturgy's book. Sunday, February 7th, is the Sunday of Forgiveness, or Cheese Fair Sunday, the final day before the start of the Great Fast, which lasts until Pascha or Easter. This day deserves a podcast of its own, so I think I will leave you now to meditate on the Feast of the Meeting. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has come to save the nations from ignorance, sin, and death. This has been Chant Notes, a weekly podcast of the Metropolitan Cantor Institute of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. Find out more at mci.archpitt.org.